And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our web producer, joins me here in the studio. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Well, listen, by now, plenty of folks have heard that Don Imus will return to the airwaves next month. Now, some of you out there remember that in April, he was fired by CBS and MSNBC after making racially insensitive and disparaging remarks about the Rutgers women's basketball team. Well, we had a few of those conversations here on Tell Me More about his big return to radio, and one of them was with Don Imus's new boss, Phil Boyce, of WABC Radio in New York.
I think everybody should follow the example of the Rutgers women's basketball team. If you want to set an example for young people, look what they did. They gave him grief for it. He went down, he met them, they told him personally, one-on-one, face-to-face, that they were offended by what he said. He apologized. They accepted the apology, and that should be the end of it.
Well, folks, Rodney is one of our bloggers, and for him, it's not the end of it.
I am very disappointed to know that Imus is coming back. All he had was a vacation. His punishment can't even be considered a slap on the wrist. I will not be tuning in. However, I want to know who will be sponsoring his program so I know which brands to avoid.
Thanks, Rodney. Switching gears, on this program, we've had a number of conversations about the saggy pants fashion trend. This week, we talk with Michael Sorrell, president of Paul Quinn College. That's a historically black college near Dallas, Texas. Now, among the ways he's shaking things up there is by implementing a new dress code that includes no saggy pants. We received this response from Janelle, and she writes, "As a graduate of an historically black college and mother of a current college student, I am fully supportive of President Sorrell's changes at Paul Quinn, from the dress code to the decision to eliminate the football team. I believe that desperate times mandate desperate measures. Keep up the good work, President Sorrell." Lee, what else?
Well, let's see. NPR launched its new music site this week, and we were glad to make a significant musical contribution to that launch. Now, in case you're wondering, no, Michelle and I did not release our debut album, at least not yet. Be on the lookout. But we did bring you sweet sounds from Sweet Honey in the Rock. The a cappella group performed for us. Many of you checked out the performance on our website, making it among the most emailed stories on the web. So you know we're proud about that. But Michelle, someone posted a message on our blog giving us props. Hey, Michelle, see if you can recognize this voice.
This is my first time ever hearing Sweet Honey in the Rock. I actually found myself really getting into the song that Michelle asked them to perform, Breath. Thank you for the introduction, and this will be on my Christmas list.
Was that Tamika?
Hey, you're good. To folks tuning in, that was Tamika. She is a former intern at Tell Me More.
Oh, see, that isn't right. So you can call our comment line, but you can't call to talk to us. These young folks today, I tell you. Well, thanks, I guess. And thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember to tell us more about what you think. Go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out. And we will leave you with Breaths by Sweet Honey in the Rock.
When the fire voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's breath, in the voice of the water.